Judy Sharp, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark. This is a pleasant surprise.
Look, it really is. It's all usually Greg that's here, but he's on location this week. So you, Messi, are stuck with me.
But you know what? I always ask for you, Mark.
Ask and you shall receive. Look, 49216216 is the number for today. But Judy, in a moment, we'll actually kick off with a guest. Tell us who we'll be talking to shortly.
We're going to be talking to Baz. He's very active in the Bonsai Society, and they are having a show coming up for 3 days. And Baz is a lovely person to talk to. He'll know all about it, what times, where to go, and have fun.
Gardening Talkback continues with Judy Sharp. And Judy, it's always great when you have a guest to come along. It makes my life a little bit easier.
It does, doesn't it, Mark? It makes my life a bit easier, Mark.
All right, so I'll let you introduce our guest and we'll get into the conversation.
Okay, hello, Baz.
Hi, Judy. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Baz, you're from the Bonsai Society.
I am.
And do you have a role we should talk about in the society, or are you just the man that organises everything every year and puts on the best show?
I don't organise everything. There's a group of us that do that. We have a very good committee. So I'm just one of the cogs in a big wheel.
Uh-huh. And I went last year and it was fabulous.
And I missed you too. So hopefully this year I'll catch up with you, Judy.
No, that's not a problem at all. I went in secretly.
Okay, I'll look for you, even though you might try and sneak in.
Why don't you tell us the dates and where it's on at, okay. Baz?
So we're on this coming weekend, starting Friday at 1 p.m, then all day Saturday and all day Sunday. We're at Club Macquarie, which is the old Sulphide Workers Club next to Waratah Golf Club.
Right, and there's plenty of parking there, isn't there?
Well, yes, but there's a bit of an issue because on Saturday, we've only just realised in the last few days the club is hosting a band thing on the green, music on the green.
Oh.
So I would advise your listeners to get in early on Saturday.
Right, good advice.
Yeah, because I'm expecting a lot of people at the concert, and then hopefully a lot of them will come in and have a look at our little display as well.
Oh, Baz, it's not a little display. I was telling Mark, it's incredible. It's absolutely amazing.
This year, Judy, we've actually had to put a stop on the number of people that are wanting to display their trees. We hit 78 trees during the week, and we just can't exhibit any more than that, which is a great thing from our members, that they feel confident enough and proud enough of their trees to put them on show.
Yes, and they are incredible. They're incredible.
Thank you, Judy. So during the weekend, there'll be demonstrations each of the 3 days from very well-known bonsai artists. One that I'd like to mention in particular, on the Sunday, we have a light-hearted demonstration by three of our members who are lovingly known as the Trio of Clowns. So it'll be very light-hearted and they'll feed off each other.
Right, okay, so that sounds good. Yeah, really wonderful. Yeah.
So how do they get a name like that, the Trio of Clowns?
Well, I cleaned it up for this interview. We call them something else.
Okay. Baz.
So just back to the show quickly, a huge sales area with members' trees, offloading some of their trees, so great bargains there, pots, all that sort of stuff. We've got a walk around this year with one of our senior members, Greg, talking about all the trees on display. It's just something we're going to trial this year, so that members of the public can sort of tag along with Greg, and he'll walk her up and down the aisles and just talk about each of the trees.
I think that's a wonderful idea, Baz, because, you know, there's so much on display and very different sizes and different species, and it would be really good to have someone walking around. Last year I took a friend of mine and his two little children, so we couldn't stay as long as we wanted to, but it was really good because he is into bonsai, and I was able to tell him what some of the species were. Not that I knew of course, but I did manage to cope and give him some instruction. So that's a good idea you've got this year, Baz.
Yeah, we're always trying new things.
Right.
And that was just something. Something else I'd like to mention quickly, Judy. During the year, we started off Well, we introduced, I should say, what we call our Bonsai Academy, run by two of our senior tutors, Chris and Greg, the man I just mentioned. And it basically involved 20 absolute beginners being given a tree at the beginning of the year, which was dug up, and then working on that tree throughout the year. And it culminated last Wednesday night at Club Charlestown, where each of those members potted up their tree. So
right,
they watched
okay.
it sort of develop over the year. And that's been very successful.
Oh, excellent. So that will be on display too on Sunday and Saturday and Friday?
Yes, there'll be a special section of those novices, as we call them, displaying what they've produced throughout the year. And some of them are pretty spectacular from people that sort of knew nothing about the art form prior to signing up with this Bonsai Academy, as we call it.
Oh, lovely, Baz. So, look, I've just got a little story to tell you very quickly, if Mark gives me the nod. I had a collection of probably about 50 to 100 bonsai once in Merriweather, and I had them in a courtyard. And it was in the west, unfortunately, but it was the only place I had to put them. Of course, we had 100 degree for a few days. I concentrated on the nursery, didn't I? And right at the end, I suddenly remembered the bonsais. So all my listeners out there, don't forget to water your bonsais. And I lost the lot, Baz. I lost the lot.
Oh, the whole lot went to heaven.
And I lost, interest, to be honest, when I did that. It was silly.
Well, that's understandable.
It is.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Judy.
Oh,
you might
that's
pick
okay.
up the bargain over the weekend and start again.
Well, Baz, it sounds like you'll certainly be able to make sure that anybody that's interested in bonsais doesn't fall into the trap that Judy did. And maybe this year, mate, you'll sort her out. Thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Mark. Thank you, Judy.
Baz.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Baz Santarelli there from the Newcastle Bonsai Society. The event on at Club Macquarie. We have some info on that for you at our events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au. Judy, I'm just going to make you skip through your book of topics that you've got for us.
Oh, okay.
Go to a small one, something that we can take care of pretty quickly.
Okay. What about the unsettled weather we're having?
What about it?
Cold, hot and wet. Cold, hot and wet. And it's really affecting fruiting plants, Mark.
I imagine it is, that's for sure.
Such as passion fruit. So the secret is to add potash.
Okay, that's the special secret. That'll get us out of jail here.
It will definitely get us out of jail, potash.
All right, and so that's something if you've got some fruit happening. More topics for us. We're just going to flick through them. Now, when your son Scotty comes in, this is his worst fear of life, that I sit here and just burn through about 8 topics in a row with him. But you're fine with it.
Oh, yes, I'm fine. Not a problem at all. So shall we burn away, Mark?
We're going to burn through at least one more.
Okay. Agapanthus are not budding or too slow to flower. They need potash as well.
Gee, is that going to be the theme here?
The theme today. Yes, definitely.
All right, so there's a couple of things we need our potash for. Gardening Talkback continues with Judy Sharp. And good afternoon to you, Joanne at Lambton. You've got a problem with your gardenias. What's going on there, Joanne?
Yes. Hi, Judy.
Hello, Joanne.
I've got one in a pot that's I took off a plant, and it was a cutting, but it's got ants all over it at the moment, and they've got their nests and things on it.
Right. Okay. Can you see any black on the leaves?
No, not that I know of.
Right. Okay. And are they on the flowers as well?
There's no flowers on this one.
Right, okay. Look, it sounds like you might have a little bit of fungus and the ants are going to eat that.
Right.
If you've got a little bit of scale on there, they'll definitely go up and down the plant eating it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so you might have to just spray it with a little bit of white oil and melathon mixed together.
Okay, right.
And that might solve the problem for you. And, you know, spray around the bottom. And, you know, you can tie a little bit of a cloth or something around the bottom to stop the ants going up and down.
Oh, okay.
How does that sound? Do you think it'll solve the problem?
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay. It's only a simple solution, but I'm pretty sure that will help. And, look, I've had them on my gardenia, which is not happy at the moment at all. But there are some beautiful ones in flower.
Yes, Actually, it was my mother's favourite flower, and it was one of her plants that we took cutting from.
Oh, right. So we don't want to lose it. No way. So have you got that Marathon and White all mixed together? And see if that solves the problem.
Okay. And fertiliser, would it be...
Oh, yes. No, you can give it fertiliser now if you like. But, look, I think, you know, they're all in flower at the moment, so I'd hit it with the potash.
With
the potash, dear.
All right.
Okay, and, you know, give us a ring back and let us know in a week or so if you kill the ants.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much for the call, Joanna.
All right, best of luck there. Good afternoon to you, Peter. You have a mulch question for Judy. What's going on there, Peter?
Hello, Peter.
Look, I've got a yard full of bark shedding from gum trees.
Oh, yes, yes, I've seen that around the university today. It's everywhere.
Well, you can see it in my place. You can't see the bloody grass for it.
It'll save mowing the lawn, Peter.
Look, are you thinking about using it for mulch?
Yes. On tomatoes in particular.
How are you going to mulch it all up?
I'm
going to
crunch it right up as fine as I can get it and then just spread it around as you would, like, anything. Give the ground some cover so it won't evaporate. Yeah, you know, where I've got the tomatoes planted.
Peter, I don't think it'll hurt, but, you know, the tomatoes might rather have something like cow manure. You know, the you know, it just depends. Natives can be a little bit, you know, I don't know about your tomatoes, but can you not use it somewhere else on the garden, the mulch?
I could probably spread it around somewhere around all the flowers, etc.
Yeah, no, that's the way to go, rather than on your tomatoes.
And someone said they don't mind a bit of bicarb thrown around the base of them.
Oh, okay, bicarb soda. Right, interesting. Mm. Well, you know, at the moment I'm fancying potash a bit today. Mark's getting a bit bored.
I shouldn't say plugging it.
That's the fourth hit, by the way. Yeah.
Well, I found out Mark's got shares in it, you see, so... and he's laughing. We're laughing a lot today. But, look, I'm sorry, Peter, I think that's the best way you should go.
Yes.
Okay, spread it out everywhere else.
Run the mower over and try and mow it into the ground.
Yes, you could do that too. I've got a front porch.
There's a lot of it here. I've got a lot of gum trees.
Yeah, well, I've got a front porch full of it, actually, and because I've got a reserve next to me and I get covered in it, so...
Yeah, and it breaks up easy, but okay. Yeah, I'll run the mower over and see where we go.
But, you know, the weather's still coming in today, Peter, so don't hurry.
Okay, right.
Good luck with that.
Thank you very much, Peter. Best of luck with everything as we head to Maryland and Leanne. Leanne, you have a question on blueberries today. What's going on?
Hello, Leanne.
Hi. Yep, I'm asking about blueberries. My mum's got a blueberry tree that fruits quite well, but they won't ripen.
Right, okay. Are they in the sun?
Yes.
They are in the sun. And look, the weather has been up and down. I talked about that a bit earlier. And Mark will probably throw something at me if I mention potash again to you. But that will definitely help the blueberries fruit.
Okay.
And it's a very fast-acting one too, so tell your mum to
try. And
what
about, they do fruit, but they won't ripen. What will help ripen?
Oh, well, I think the potash will do that for you.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as they're in the sun and they're not... Yeah. Okay, and look, the weather has been up and down. You know, we're getting sun one day and the next day it's windy. The next day we're getting rain again today. So not much we can do about it, unfortunately, Leanne. So, just tell her to hang in there because they will ripen.
Okay, great. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Leanne, for the call.
Yeah, bye. Best of luck with everything there. And we're heading to Millfield now. And for a question there, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carmen, is it?
It is, Carmen. Yeah. Look, a very quick call. This is virtually a simple yes or no answer. Once a bromeliad has flowered, I'm talking about the bigger tubes, that's the end of it, isn't it? It won't flower again.
No, but it will make a baby.
Yes.
So
does one leave it?
Yes. Yes, one does leave it and let it make babies. Let it go to town.
Let it carry on its species.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
That was it.
That was a quick one, Carmen.
Yes, it was. A lot of my things have to thrive on neglect, but every now and again I get a bit of advice.
Well, now tell me, Carmen, at Millfield, do your bromeliads go all right with the cold?
Well, they're actually on the veranda, and one is outside under a bit of a covering. And, yes, they do go all right.
Oh, wonderful.
I've got a couple of varieties. One looks like a waratah. One has a variegated leaf with a sort of a powdery thing on it. It also has a beautiful flower. But the other ones are hanging. They're sort of khaki, grey and pink. And they really cluster.
Oh, lovely.
But, and I have the big one and the small one of that. But I wasn't too sure about the big ones, whether to leave them, leave the tube, or, but I will leave it now, and
no,
thank you very much for your help.
Leave it and let them multiply. Thanks, Carmen,
okay,
for the call.
Bye.
All right, best of luck with everything as we continue. Good afternoon to Simon. Simon, you have a question on onions.
Hello, Simon.
Good afternoon, Judy.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I'm going to try and grow some onions in a styrofoam box. I just found a styrofoam box in the bin, and I'm going to have a crack at it because they take so long to crop and to get a crop out of them. What do onions like?
You mean soil-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Look, have you got access to soil, or are you going to put potting mix in there?
I've got every sort of manure up here you could think of. We're on a little farm out of Singleton. So.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you can mix your manure in.
Yep.
But don't plant your onions straight away, will you?
No.
That's fine. Just mix your manure in some good soil and off you go.
Okay. They like a bit of compost. I've got a good compost heap going too as well.
Yeah, but, you know, wait till they get a bit of growth on them before you whack any more on, won't you?
Okay. Yeah. I just thought they take so long to crop that I'll put them in a styrofoam box, and if it goes over Christmas, I've got a great neighbour that waters everything for me, and that. If I leave it at their place, it'll be even better.
That's wonderful, Simon, but from my memory, it's 9 months, isn't it? It's like having a baby.
Oh,
You won't be eating onions quick.
No, I'm through with having babies. I'm,
You're just having onions now instead.
Thank you for the call, Simon. Give us a buzz back and let us know how your crop goes.
For sure. Love your show. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, Simon. Bye.
Best of luck with everything there. It's Gardening Talkback with Judy Sharp. And, Judy, you've helped out a lot of folks today, and we've learned a bit. So keep that vibe going, shall we?
Okay, let's try.
Good afternoon, Jeanette at Wall's End. You have a question on fig trees. What's the story there?
Yes, I do. I have a fig that I planted probably about 3 years ago, and it's grown quite big now. We left here at the beginning of October to go on holidays, and it was covered with figs about 5 centimetres long. And when we got back, they'd all fallen off and they were all spongy.
Right, okay. They hadn't been bitten off by possums, maybe?
I don't think so.
Right, okay. Was that when we were having a lot of rain, do you think, Jeanette?
I think we probably were. This is the first actual crop that I've had.
Right, okay, right. And it's in the sun, is it?
Yes.
Right. So this was coming out of winter, wasn't it?
Yes, right at the beginning of October
it was. Okay, right. Okay, well, that's sad, isn't it?
Very sad.
Yeah, very sad. Look, it could be some kind of fungicide, but... did you open any of the figs up to see if they were soft inside?
Yes, I did. They were very hard to open because of how spongy the skins were.
Right, okay. They didn't have anything nasty in there, like grubs or something?
No.
Right, okay.
But since, there has been some black insects on that ate everything and just sort of left the veins of the leaf.
Right, okay. Yeah, and it is in the sun, isn't it?
Yes. Most of it's in the sun, just the bottom part of the trunk.
And do you think it would be picking up a lot of rain, a lot of water around the roots?
No, I don't think so. Where it is, it seems to drain quite well.
Right, okay. So we're looking for a miracle here, aren't we, Jeanette?
Yeah, well, I thought potash, because that's what you've been saying to everyone.
You say miracle. To me, this felt like a game of guess who. Like, does this person have a hat? No, we're knocking the hats down. All of that. I think we're gradually going to get to solving this problem.
Well, I don't know that we are, unfortunately, Mark, in this case.
Jeanette, that's disappointing.
It is. It is disappointing. And I would have liked to have seen some of that fruit. That could have been part of the answer, I think. Look, I think what you need to do, Jeanette, but it's not going to fruit again now this year, is it?
I don't think so.
No, definitely not. So, look, don't go away on holidays next year when it's about to fruit. That's one good answer. But also, too, I think we need to get some fungicide on that plant.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, you can get very good fungicides and just water it over soil and maybe do that all, you know, while it's still dormant next year.
Yes.
Yeah, and do that before you go away on holidays as well.
Yeah.
But
and do that now?
Oh, look, it won't hurt. It will not hurt at all. You know, you get something like Manka Zeb or Zineb and mix it up and pour it around the surface of the soil.
What was that called?
Manka Zeb or Zineb?
Manka Zeb.
Or Zineb.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
But I think, you know, start now, but definitely when it's coming out of dormancy and it's about to fruit, you'll need to do it then.
Okay.
Good luck with that, Jeanette. And listen...
Oh, thank you.
If I'm still here next year, if they keep me on, you know, give me a ring and let me know how they survive next year.
All right.
I'd love to hear that. Okay. Thanks, Jeanette.
All right. Best of luck with everything. And I think that, Judy, what you're basically telling Jeanette there is she's not allowed to listen to Talking Travel because there's no holidays for her allowed when it's fruiting season again.
I think that's the answer, don't you, Mark? Together we can come up with the right answers,
well,
you know.
We can. It might not be the answer that you like, but it'll be the right one, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, look, time has got us. The clock has run away. Judy, as always, a pleasure. We did a fantastic hour of gardening talk back today, so we look forward to seeing what you have for us in a week from here. Appreciate it.
Definitely, and thank you, Mark, for your help today. I know we were under the pump a little bit today, so we got through.
Ah, just like a breeze, just like that. Yeah. All right, Gardening Talk, back next Monday.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.